Well, Connect Summit County and the Summit County Mental Wellness Alliance hope to open a clubhouse in town. In the studio to tell us what that is and where we are in the process, I have Sally Joblon, the co-chair of the Clubhouse Startup Committee, and Leif Older. He is an advisor with Clubhouse International. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
So this idea of a clubhouse introduced to the community just back in June, it sounds like we've made a lot of progress. But before we talk a little bit about that, Sally, Leif, can you just kind of tell us what a clubhouse is? I mean, different than what we built in our tree houses or our playhouses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oftentimes people mistake that. Clubhouse is a psychosocial rehabilitation model for adults 18 and over with a history of mental illness. It's based on an international model that started in New York City back in 1948. Been around a long time.
Yeah, and they're now all over the world, huh?
They are. There's over 300 clubhouses in 30-plus countries around the world.
Yeah. So who do they serve? Those with mental illness, as you mentioned?
Yes. Adults 18 and over with a history of mental illness. So, I mean, according to our national statistics, 1 in 5 experience mental illness every year. So if anybody looks around them, definitely someone within their close network, their social circle, is experiencing or has experienced mental illness.
Yeah. So how do they work? I mean, is it something that's open 24/7 or it's like a business or?
Great question. No, they mirror our community. They mirror the business world, 8 to 4, 9 to 5. They are working on our regular working hours, mirroring the same routine that we all go through, going to work, that sense of purpose and dignity that all of us have from waking up with a sense of a place to go, a place to contribute our skills and our talents, our strengths. So it provides that day-to-day structure that our jobs provide to all of us in community. It's the same exact thing mirroring the working world, that 9 to 5.
So do they do something?
What makes them so special is that they actually go into work and they run the clubhouse. So they participate with a very small staff and purposely a small staff because it's up to the members to run the clubhouse. They use their strengths, their talents. They do the financial management. They write the grants. They do all the food preparation because there is a lunch every day. And so they are there running the clubhouse. And they're preparing themselves to go either back into or into the community, into regular work world.
So give me an idea. I mean, what happens between 8 and 5? I mean, are they sitting there watching TV, playing football, or?
Not at all. No, great question as well. So really, when you think about what it takes to run a business, every single aspect of day-to-day operation is done side by side, members and staff. This entire model is based on radical equality. There's no difference between staff and members, which makes the clubhouse model unique. It's non-clinical, non-institutional. So coming in, individuals are doing the accounting, doing the grant writing, website and social media maintenance, building maintenance, cooking breakfast, cooking lunch. Everything it takes to run the nonprofit organization is done hands-on, side-by-side.
Okay. Sally, as I mentioned, this was just really introduced to the community back in June. And you are, I guess, overseeing the creation of the business plan. So I guess the big part is, do we have a place to put it?
Well, we do. And this was part of the Summit County Mental Alliance strategic plan for 2 to 3 years out. And then the Christian Center so generously stepped up and offered space so that the clubhouse could start now. And they have committed to space for us for the first 5 years, during which we're hoping to find a home for ourselves because the clubhouse can grow best in its own space. But we will be, as soon as we can get all the details finalized, at the Christian Center at the beginning.
Yeah, so when do you hope that happens?
We're hoping for the spring.
Great. And how big of a space do you have?
We haven't yet finalized all of it, but we're hoping to have a very large space.
Mm-hmm. And then what would be in that space? I mean, computers and
yes, the space would be cubicles? A small startup, like any other startup, if you think about a startup business, whatever you need to run that business, and a space for the social aspects, because that's extremely important in the clubhouse. The members not only work together, they do socialize together, whether it be during a meal or after work 1 day a week, and on a weekend a month, they will have a place to socialize inside as well as taking excursions and doing things outside. So yes, there will be office, the equivalent of an office space as well as social space.
And how much room has the Christian Center offered for you?
We are in the process now of figuring that out.
Okay. And then you mentioned, will there be a kitchen as well?
There will be, yes. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is that the Christian Center has a beautiful kitchen that they're in the process of finishing up, as well as space where people can have lunch.
All right. And you mentioned that there are members, but is it a membership organization? I mean, do you need to pay some membership fee to be part of this?
Great question as well. No, it's my favorite price. Free. Yes. And membership is really more turning the language on its head from our clinical and medical counterparts that we definitely need and partner with. However, patient, client, this sense of membership declares that sense of ownership and participation, the collaboration of running the clubhouse together. So membership is really speaking towards the intentional language of getting away from the labels of diagnosis to returning to our name, that sense of equality between staff and members and that partnership-led organization. So membership is really getting towards that sense of restoration.
And when you talk about Christian Center, I mean, does religion somehow play a part in this? And is that a concern?
Not at all. The Christian Center provides space for everyone, every one of us, regardless of our backgrounds. And certainly Clubhouse International has nothing to do with any religion, any race, any ethnicity at all. It is open to all.
All right. And then who's going to pay for the staffing and the upkeep?
We need all the help we can get. So we're looking for donors. We're looking to write grants. We have already heard from one potential donor who's just waiting for us to publish our business plan before committing. And so we do have a budget. We do have a pro forma financial statement that will give people an idea of what we need in our first year.
All right. There was also a call for volunteers. I mean, what do you need from volunteers?
We have startup committees. There are probably a half a dozen startup committees, member recruitment, marketing, funding, facilities, and others. So we have chairs for our committees. Now we need people to help the chairs work the committees so that we can open in the spring. We need people with any kind of talent or just the desire to participate, and we will welcome them and put them to work right away.
All right. So if somebody's interested, what do they need to do?
They need to get in touch with Aaron Newman, who is the mental health officer for Summit County. And they can reach him in his office, and we have a phone number, Leif.
His number is 435-333-1513, or he does have his email he can be accessed at, which is anewman, N-E-W-M-A-N, at summitcounty.org.
And Aaron will, if you just put in the subject line, volunteer for Clubhouse, and he will forward it to those of us on the startup committee, and we will be in touch with you right away.
Now, when we saw this presented to the city council in June, we had heard that one of the biggest challenges with clubhouses are the NIMBY reactions. Given that this is kind of in the commercial district that it's in, that's probably not a problem. But as you look for a new site, that's probably something you may come up against.
In Park City, which is where this will be located for all of Summit County, we have a history of providing services for people who need them. And the city has welcomed all of these services. We have the People's Health Clinic, we've got Peace House, and the Christian Center. And we will find space similar to these, and I'm sure that the people of Park City will welcome the clubhouse.
Now, you're looking to buy or rent?
That's also up in the air. It's part of the business plan to look at both.
Okay. Well, I mean, what are the parameters, though? I mean, does it need to be on a bus line close to other?
Clubhouses are centrally located, and they are on bus lines. Because we're going to be dealing with other parts of Summit County, not just Park City, the other thing that a Clubhouse International member will do at some point is to get a vehicle for transportation so that at the beginning of the business day, they can bring people in from outlying districts, and at the end of the business day, bring them back. So that will be in the plan as well.
Okay. Anything else people should know?
Yes, one other thing. We are going to have a community engagement meeting. Right now we're finalizing. We're looking at the first week in October, and we're hoping to have it at the Christian Center. We will be sending out Save the Dates. We'll be asking you to tell people about the date when we get it and where it is and what it is. But please put in your calendars the first week of October, community engagement meeting, where people who are interested in volunteering, in being members, in helping us in any way, or even just getting information for friends and family, we hope that you'll join us. There will be food and a lot of information.
Okay. Leif, anything you wanted to add?
I think the main thing is helping us spread the word. A lot of times, this is an area that individuals are unaccustomed to speaking openly about. So putting people in contact, either through Connect, through Aaron Newman, and getting in touch with us so that friends, family members, or yourself, if you have a lived experience, or it's individuals that may even have a severe and persistent mental illness, but letting them know about this new opportunity to participate in the creation. We are looking for individuals to help us at the steering committee level, because there's no separation between members and staff. We always have spaces on the board for members of the clubhouse. There is equal participation at every level, and we are looking for individuals to help us with the startup phase as well.
Okay.
And for more information, you can Google Clubhouse International or Alliance House in Salt Lake, which is one of the clubhouses.
All right, Sally, Lane, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks,
Leslie.
KPCW News Time now, 8:41. It's the local news hour on KPCW.